your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And very, very, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on this super duper Saturday. I definitely am so glad you decided to stop by here. I know you could have been anywhere on your radio dial, but please stay for a while. Let me give you our phone numbers. I definitely am going to want your participation in today's topic. The phone number is 215-263-1039. Now today, and we, as usual, we're going to start off with a moment of inspiration, a great song to kind of get us inspired and ready to have this talk. It's going to be a really frank conversation about youth and sex. Today is World AIDS Day. And I don't know if you know, but we do have an issue with STDs here in Philadelphia amongst our youth. I'll give you some of those numbers, and we're going to speak to some awesome people who've created a documentary about this. So stay there, be ready to have the conversation, because if your head is in the sand about what's really going on with our teens in Philadelphia, it's going to get yanked out today. So get ready. Let's start off with a moment of inspiration. Oh, praise.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. This little worship song that says this, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Come on, our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
Awesome. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
Giver of salvation,
by his stripes, I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
in the valley.
And that's what we're talking about. Our God is awesome. And our youth are awesome, too. But there's some things that are going on in our community that I think it's really important as Christians. We have a really frank discussion about, and we're going to have that discussion today. We're talking about sex and our youth, especially in Philadelphia. So we want you to have the phone numbers because we're going to want you to give us a call. I'm going to have a specific question for you in a minute, but definitely keep your ears perked up if you are a parent or if you are just a concerned citizen or if you are somebody who's like, I encounter youth all the time. You'll definitely want to have your ears perked up this morning. 215-263-1039. I have two very special guests. First and foremost, I want to introduce a young lady who is joining us on the telephone. Not only is she a co-worker, she's a good friend, and she's an amazing soul who has created a documentary about youth and sex, and unprotected sex in particular, and being aware of what's going on in our community. Her name is Chanel Latrice, and she's the founder of I Choose to Live. And we want you to visit her website also at ichoosetolive.com. Awesome sauce. Chanel, good morning, lady.
Good morning, Miss Bacon. How are you?
I'm breathing on schedule. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right. First and foremost, we're going to backtrack and talk about your organization, I Choose to Live. But you've created this amazing documentary. Tell us about it.
Well, we got together, I Choose to Live got together with the health department's program, STD control program. Mm-hmm. It's called Take Control Philly. Mm-hmm. So we partnered to create a documentary for young people to watch, to mm-hmm. relate to. It includes young people. It includes local celebrities like DJ Damage. Mm-hmm. He's on Hot 107.9. Mm-hmm. He also works for BET and Gogo Morrow. She's a singer, songwriter, and dancer who's toured with Lady Gaga. So we've gotten these young influential leaders together with young adults ages 13 to 22 to talk mm-hmm. about sex. We did it at UBIC, so it has like that MTV vibe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For people who don't know, it's a popular sneaker boutique in Center City, and a lot of celebrities go through, shop, and they have events and all types of things. So we got together and we talked about sex. We talked about what their attitudes are towards sex, having mm-hmm. unprotected sex. How has technology influenced that? Why are they sexting? Is that popular?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of different topics just to try to get an understanding of why Philly is in the top 10 for STDs for teens.
Right.
And what are their attitudes towards that?
Right. In fact, one of the stats that we often talk about in our programs, because you work with the POMS Project, and I'll let you talk about the POMS Project, and I work for CLE, which is Sisters Informing Healing, Living and Empowering, which is a monthly healthy lifestyles workshop for teen girls, and we do talk about these issues in the workshops every month. But one of the stats that we quote often is that Philadelphia is number one in the country for teens 15 to 19 having chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Right.
So before you started working with the POMS Project, and as you were considering making this documentary, how did hearing a statistic like that affect you?
That's actually what got me started. I was unaware. I was just like most of the population.
Mm-hmm.
So the first statistic that I heard that changed my life completely was that African-American women ages 25 to 34, for that demographic, HIV was the number one cause of death. And mm-hmm. I was completely blown away. And then I started to do research. I wanted to create awareness. I'm mm-hmm. like, I need to create a documentary. This was about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about film or anything at that point. Mm-hmm. And then moving forward over the years, I would do things here and there to create awareness, you know, HIV awareness and things like that. But once mm-hmm. I started working with the POMS Project, Preventing AIDS Through Live Movement and Sound,
mm-hmm.
I really got a chance to talk to young people about sex. That's all we do all day long,
mm-hmm.
is talk about sex and their attitudes and behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not surprised now by talking to them and hearing the types of situations and behaviors they're engaged in. Mm-hmm. I'm really not surprised. It's saddening, but I'm not surprised that the rates are as high as they are because there's this invincible feeling that they have mm-hmm. that it won't happen to them mm-hmm. or that they're young. So, hey, I'm going to live my life. You know the saying, YOLO, you only live once. We hear that.
YOLO, Lord have mercy.
We hear that all the time. So it's really sad. And the thing that I talk to you and other coworkers about is how do we get them to want to use protection? It's mm-hmm. not about there's not access to condoms because they could have a condom and just not use it. But what would inspire them to use condoms so that these rates can decrease and that gonorrhea and chlamydia aren't being spread around in HIV?
All right. Very good. Now, we have another guest in the studio, and I definitely want to hear his story. I want to bring the audience into this, but I want you to speak, Chanel, for a second. Being a Christian woman and having very strong Christian values and working in this field, you know, how has it affected you in terms of how you think about we as a Christian community need to talk about our youth and sex?
Well, that's a heavy, heavy question. Mm-hmm. But yes, I am. I'm definitely a strong believer in Christ. And, you know, as you know, I walk with Christ, and that is just that's how my life, I'm dedicated to that. Mm-hmm. That's my purpose, to serve God. Mm-hmm. And in that, in studying and still being, living in this world, I understand that everybody is not choosing to live by the Bible mm-hmm. every single step of the way. Mm-hmm. So we just have to be honest about the situation. Mm-hmm. HIV, STDs, they're real, and it's evident. I mean, we work with these young people all the time. So I know that it's a huge, I guess, like, I don't want to call it a contradiction, mm-hmm. but it's not looked at as acceptable to talk about using protection because the message is abstinence only. Mm-hmm. But we don't want our kids to suffer. We don't want our kids to die. We don't want our kids to continue to pass on STDs mm-hmm. and infect themselves. And a lot of times these decisions that they're making today when their brains aren't even fully developed, mm-hmm. It's impacting their future as adults, because if they get an STD that goes untreated, then they can't have kids. So, you know, it just has like a snowball effect. So I don't want to live in a world, a fantasy world, where I have my blinders on. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, oh, no, we're all Christians. We love the Lord. We do this and that, because that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know, life is not perfect. We were born into sin. I mean, it's mm-hmm. clearly stated. So our role, I believe, as a Christian is to help educate people. Mm-hmm. Because right now, while you're living in sin or while you're making risky decisions mm-hmm. That lead to HIV and other STDs, that's when I want to try to reel you in and talk to you and show you, like, look at, you know, just to, not to judge you, but to mm-hmm. just show you, look at how your behaviors are impacting your quality of life mm-hmm. and how it's having an impact on just society as a whole. So I think that it's very important to get people where they are mm-hmm. and really address the issues, because they're real. They're not, I can't just close my eyes and say, oh, if I don't address this issue, it doesn't exist because I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. No, because I'm a Christian, my heart is, I think I'm even more drawn to this, and I'm more passionate about helping and saving souls. So if I can get to the root of the issue and address it where it is and help to stop some of the chaos and infection and things like that, then I think that's what we need to do as Christians. Don't ignore it. Address mm-hmm. it. Guide them in. Talk mm-hmm. to them about the word, and eventually, if they're drawn to Christ, then they will change those actions and behaviors.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you so much for that. I want to bring the audience into the conversation. We are talking about youth and sex. And my question to you is, knowing with that stat I just put out there, and I'm saying you know it now because I just gave it to you, knowing that Philadelphia is number one in the country for teens 15 to 19 having chlamydia and gonorrhea, knowing that, can you still say it is responsible? My question just left me. Oh, my goodness. I should have wrote it down. Knowing that we have a high rate of STDs in Philadelphia, can you still say it is being a responsible Christian not to have the conversation about protection with youth? Can you say it is responsible to not have the conversation about using the protection with youth? Because a lot of youth are having sex and a lot of them are Christian. You can't have a high number like that in Philadelphia and there not be Christians in that number. So somebody is making a decision. What are your thoughts? Do you think that we need to have that conversation after hearing that information? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. I want to introduce you to our guest who is joining us today. His name is Mark Johnson. Awesome young man. I'm just meeting him for the first time this morning, and I want him to tell you his story. He is also a Christian young man. He is under the category of youth. I'll let you tell everybody how old you are and tell us why you were a part of this documentary.
Okay. I'm 23 years old, and yes, I am a Christian, and I was a part of this documentary because when I came down to speak with Chanel, we just went over a couple of things about the statistics and, you know, the rate in Philadelphia and the consequences of the STDs, and not just STDs, but pregnancy, and how, you know, this can affect your life as a young child, you know. And me, I suffered that because I didn't use protection at a young age, and I wound up having a child of my own.
Okay. And how old were you?
I was 19.
Okay.
Yep, I was 19 when I had my daughter, so it was tough, and I had to choose to live with that consequence. You know, I chose to do that, but I think it's really important that teens understand this is not a game, and this is something that you don't play with.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that, you know, you should use protection because you're not just protecting your life, but you're protecting someone else's life, too.
Okay. Let me ask you, is there anything your parents, like you said, you're Christian, you're raised in a Christian household. Is there anything your parents could have said to you at a young age that would have made you think twice about A, having sex, and then B, having sex without protection?
They always stressed the point of condoms and wearing condoms and protection. But I think if they could have stressed it a little more to me and really explain, like, this and that could happen. You know, it's always, you don't want to have a baby instead of the sit-down mark. You don't need to have kids. You know, you should protect yourself at all times. And I just think it was a communication level of not stressing the point of how serious it was. And for me, as a young man, I took it as a joke. Like, oh, yeah, it can't happen to me. It won't happen to me.
Do you think that a lot of young people, especially teens, think, oh, I hear what you're saying, but it can't happen to me?
Of course, because they done did it once or twice before, and they feel as though as long as they got away with it the first time or the second time, they're going to get away with it the third time and the fourth time.
And being raised under Christian principles and teachings, was there anything that could have been said in service or in any ministry that you were a part of that would have steered you away from wanting to have sex at all?
I think I'm not going to say it was. I can say for me as a young child, listening is important. And I think if I would have listened more to what the preacher was saying or to what my parents were saying and not being in denial about what they was telling me and that it was truthful and that it was going to help me in the long run, I believe that would have steered me away from it.
Okay, so what could have affected your listening? Because I'm trying to ask from the perspective of an adult listening or a parent listening, like, okay, I got this teen in my house and I'm really not ready, or a tween. I'm really not ready to have this conversation with them. Like, I don't even want to bring it up, but I'm hearing these statistics. I don't want my child to be a statistic of any kind. What do I need to say? What does my pastor need to say? What do the servant leaders, the deacons, deaconesses need to say for them to really understand this is not the move I want to make right now? Is there anything they can say, or is it just really a crapshoot because it's you're dealing with a youthful mind?
It can be, you know, it could be said, you know, a thousand times, but today in our age, youth choose to do what they want to do. regardless if you tell them the right thing or not. And I just think with the right guidance and the right people, and it really being enforced, like how we came up with this documentary, mm-hmm. and it really being put out there, mm-hmm. That is so important to wear protection and to cover yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's what it's going to get through to the youth. Mm-hmm. And they look at it like, oh, they older than me, and they just telling me this because, oh, they went through it, but my life is not their life, and they're not listening.
Okay, good stuff. You're hearing it from the mouths of the youth right now. We are talking about youth and sex here on Praise in the City. We want to hear your phone calls. Want to know, do you think with all this information you're being given this morning from hearing it from a youthful person who has had a child, who's participated in this documentary that I Choose to Live, Ms. Chanel Latrice, has put together, and knowing the statistic that Philadelphia is number one in the country for teens 15 to 19 having gonorrhea and chlamydia. Do you think we're still being responsible as a Christian community if we do not discuss protection and discuss sex? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to line two and speak with Linda calling in from Willingboro, New Jersey. Linda, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I think as Christian, and our responsibility is to keep on informing our young youth. It's because I was a young single parent, and when I had to constantly keep telling my kids over and over again, I feel in a way that it kind of shows them that you love them more. They're seeking out more attention. So instead of them going out to get that attention as far as getting it from sex, mm-hmm. that we need to show them more love, because it's about... Sometimes I feel like they said when they have lack of love at home, mm-hmm. that the parents like me, I worked.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I worked,
mm-hmm.
but with the church and having my kids there, we went to the church gatherings, we kept doing things together, mm-hmm. and just stayed together as a family, mm-hmm. and that kept them more or less away from that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good comment. Thank you so much, Linda. I really appreciate it, and I thank you for your phone call this morning.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. We have Chanel Latrice on the line. We're going to continue to take your phone call, so reach out to us at 215-263-1039. Chanel, when hearing Mark's story, how did you respond in listening to him talk about his life and why he made the decisions that he's made?
Well, I feel like it's common, you know, and that the things that he said, those are the exact things that we hear from the young people when I go to different schools and have these conversations about sex. So I feel like, you know, he represents a large portion of the population. Mm-hmm. I can't say that he speaks for everyone, but I know that I was young, too, mm-hmm. at one time. I'm not too much older than Mark, but mm-hmm. I do remember just the ignorance. Like, you just don't feel like it can happen to you. Mm-hmm. So these young people are experiencing these things, and sometimes it gets even worse because a lot of times young people are under the influence of drugs and alcohol, mm-hmm. so they're not just experimenting with sex. Mm-hmm. At age, you know, as teenagers, you're really curious, you're really experimental. Mm-hmm. So we all know when you drink or you're doing drugs, your judgment is impaired, so mm-hmm. you're less likely to make positive decisions, mm-hmm. and more likely to engage in risky sexual behaviors. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Mm-hmm. These are the things that we face daily, and if we can start to alleviate some of the, well, I don't know if we can alleviate it because, mm-hmm. you know, you're teens, but
right.
everyone is making a valid point, like Mark, if he would have just listened more,
right.
or the young lady who just called in, if we would just continue to reach out to young people and mm-hmm. and provide positive feedback and nurture them so that they don't have to go out and get attention from other people, then mm-hmm. I think, you know, that would help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And listening to the question that I asked him about, you know, is there anything your parents could have said, your pastor could have said, someone in the church could have said that would help you steer away from sex altogether? What do you think, based on working with youth all the time, do you think that there is anything more that can be said that will really sway people from making that decision? Or is it just going to be a crapshoot? The child's going to decide what they want to decide, however they want to decide it.
That's really a tough question. I mean, I feel like if more attention is paid and these honest conversations are had with young people, it'll make them start to think more mm-hmm. about the decisions that they're making. But a lot of, I mean, subjects like this are taboo. We don't even mm-hmm. want to address them. Mm-hmm. I know I grew up in a household where my mom never talked to me about STDs at all. She told me to don't come in the house pregnant. Mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. that was it. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't have any clear understanding or concept about being affected with STDs, or if you have unprotected sex, this can happen mm-hmm. because it didn't seem mm-hmm. real. Mm-hmm. So I think that if parents opened up and had more candid conversations and just talked about the situation mm-hmm. thoroughly, truthfully, mm-hmm. and not sugarcoat anything, because young people, they'll go out, they see it in music videos, mm-hmm. they see it in movies, mm-hmm. their peers are talking about it. So I think that it would be more beneficial for young people to get those facts, the right information from parents mm-hmm. and from people that they look up to, instead of young people who are just as clueless as they are mm-hmm. Out in the streets or at their schools or at parties or, you know, wherever they are.
All right. Good stuff. We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to find out more about this documentary and tell you where you can see it, because it's premiering worldwide today on World AIDS Day. And we want to hear from you. Are we being irresponsible? Are we being responsible if we're talking about protection with our youth? You know, Philadelphia's number one in the country for youth having STDs like chlamydia and gonorrhea. So that means there are a lot of Christian youth in that mix. What are we going to do as a community to tackle this issue? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. We'll be right back with more conversation after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to the program. Lots going on in the studio, so we're going to go right to the phones. Again, we're talking about a great documentary that Chanel Latrice put together with her organization, I Choose to Live. We're going to tell you how you can see that in a minute, but let's go to the phones. Again, our numbers are 215-263-1039. Let's go to line two and speak with Kathy calling in from Alney. Kathy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Great. So what is your comment?
This has been an issue throughout my family, and I have four children, mm-hmm. and I've tried to bring it up at church, and it's always been, you know, shoved under the rug. That's mm-hmm. a no-no.
Okay.
But I firmly believe that children should be taught that their body is not their own, and that they have been bought by Christ mm-hmm. with a great price. Mm-hmm. And the fulfillment of the flesh is a no-no. Mm-hmm. And I believe as little babies, they're not to touch themselves inappropriately mm-hmm. or have anyone else touch them inappropriately, mm-hmm. you know, from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So that they know right from wrong, and their decisions will be more firm because mm-hmm. it has been spoken about and it hasn't been hidden or not, you know, told.
Mm-hmm. So let me just ask you also, in hearing, did you hear the statistic that I gave earlier in the program, and did you hear the story of Mark, who is joining us in the studio?
Teens. Mm-hmm. Teens can be friends. There are activities that the teens or tweens or, you know, 19, I don't know, but they do start very early, that do not have to involve sexual relations.
Mm-hmm. Right. But what I'm saying is the fact that our numbers are high, especially in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. our STD numbers are high, and that does not include those who have had a sexual encounter. That's just those who have an STD. It is very high. So if you have a child who's been raised in a Christian household and told all of that, but not taught, they've not been told about the STDs, they've not been told about how you get them, they've not been told about how high the numbers are in Philadelphia, and they haven't been told about condoms.
Parents, it's a very awkward conversation. Mm-hmm. I think youth leaders in the church, you know, youth pastors, mm-hmm. Someone, you know, on their same age group, even, relationship seminars.
Okay, I think I get what you're saying. Kathy, thank you so much. I really appreciate your comment. I definitely appreciate
and, you
listening.
Know, abstinence is hard, mm-hmm. but it's worth it.
All right.
In the long run.
All right.
And you have to give them something, you know, positive to look forward to for giving up that sacrifice.
Okay.
Instead of the consequence.
All right, Kathy, thank you so much for your phone call. We appreciate it. All right, take care. Let's go to Marilyn, who is calling in on line 5 out of Burlington, New Jersey. Marilyn, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning,
Hi.
Tiffany.
Hi.
I'm calling in about this project, and I look forward to seeing it. And this is exactly what our young people need, mm-hmm. to be educated about the consequences of sexual activity. And it's mm-hmm. interesting that we're focusing on chlamydia and gonorrhea in Philadelphia. There are also many other viruses now that are contracted by STDs mm-hmm. that are, including AIDS and human papillomavirus, that are life-threatening for our young people. And we have to educate them with the truth. Mm-hmm. And I think some of our young people have been bought into the safe sex story that has been told to them by the school systems mm-hmm. and other programs, and we have to listen to some of the programs that are really giving our young people information that can help them make healthy decisions and mm-hmm. give them all of the truth. Mm-hmm. And all of the truth is that condoms don't always work, mm-hmm. and young people don't always work with the condoms. Mm-hmm. And STDs are at an epidemic for our young people, not just these two, but many others that we as parents never even heard of growing up. Mm-hmm. And I think parents today are challenged because we sometimes have no idea of the level of sexual activity that mm-hmm. young people are faced with every day. Mm-hmm. And also, the consequences now are life-threatening mm-hmm. To young people today. The viruses that are being contracted by young people mm-hmm. today, some of them are even skin-to-skin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So even if they're not fully involved in sexual intercourse, they can still be mm-hmm. Infected with some of the viruses.
Right.
And getting involved in some of the educational programs that will tell them not everything they need to know, but mm-hmm. enough information to help them make healthy decisions, because that's what we're talking about now,
right.
keeping
right.
our young people healthy.
Right.
And I know Eastern University had a great program, the Center for Urban Youth Development, called mm-hmm. Oh Yes, mm-hmm, here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm involved in a program called True Love Waits, and our church actually allows us to put this program on every year, which provides awesome. The facts, the truth about the medical implications of being involved in sexual activity,
right.
the emotional implications, all from a biblical perspective that
awesome.
Starts with our young people don't have to make a decision to be sexually active mm-hmm. and focus on their goals and who God created them to be.
Right. Good
and
stuff.
And try to bring them back to that you don't have to be a part of right. what's going on today.
Good stuff. Marilyn, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you there because we have to get to a couple more calls. And I definitely want Mark to finish telling his story because there's an addendum to his story. And we want to talk again to Chanel so that all of you can watch the documentary. It is eye-opening. It is breathtaking. It is honest and it is real. And every parent, every community member needs to see it. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. I appreciate you this morning.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Debbie calling in from West Philadelphia. Debbie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm listening to your program this morning, and it is quite stunning to hear the statistics at such an advanced time that we're in. I am in my early 60s, and when I was in ninth grade, pretty much we were introduced to sex education in the school system. And I'm quite aware of how the school systems have changed throughout the years
yes.
as far as courses being offered in the school system. However, during that time, when we were in the ninth grade, we were introduced automatically. It was mandatory that we learn about sex education. And also, my main viewpoint is at that particular era, in that era, our grandparents and parents were kind of hesitant about what they introduced to their children at home and the topics that were discussed at home. So therefore, when we learned about sex education in the school, we automatically had an awareness, even if our parents were hesitant to discuss it with us at home. And that also gave us an openness with our peers to even discuss it, you know, amongst each other so that we would be aware of what was going on as far as sex
was
concerned. And I'm just wondering this morning, I haven't heard anyone mention sex education still being taught in the school system.
Well, let's ask a recent, well, somewhat recent graduate of high school here in the area. Was were you taught, Mark, any sexual education classes in school?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. And I'm sure there are going to be plenty other people out there who would say no, who went to many other schools in the city.
Well, my goodness, and the education has been cut so drastically that I think it's very important to encourage by going to school meetings and encouraging the Board of Education to make it mandatory again if we have such drastic statistics affecting our youngsters out there, because just as it wasn't taught in my household, I mean, it was whispered as if, you know, it was something you're too young to know. Just as that happened to our era, it was still introduced in the school system so that we would be aware of our bodies. Along with that was health education. Health education, physical education, and sex education. So that's my thought.
Debbie?
And as far as the religious aspect, yes, it would help to encourage the youth through the churches. But a lot of individuals aren't Christians, and a lot of the youngsters today don't even go to church. So it would be quite helpful, as I stated, to introduce it into the school system.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate your comment, and we definitely thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right, now. Take care. All right, let me just go back to Mark for a second. Off mic, you were telling me about the rest of your story, and talk about what you're doing now with your child's mother and what happened after when you were 19. She said she was late and you guys are going to have a baby. What happened next?
Life changed. I had to look at life differently now, and I just looked at it like I have to handle my responsibility. I laid down and I did what I did, and now I have to suffer the consequences of that. And it was tough in the beginning. And as I went along, it got better. And I just took the step of saying, I want to be righteous in front of Christ and in front of my peers. And if I'm going around telling people, oh, you don't have sex, use condoms, I should be doing it. Oh, wait till you get married, then I should be doing it. And so I just took the step of being a responsible young adult and me and my beautiful wife, Rashira, we went and got married. And we have a beautiful three-year-old right now. And we have another baby coming.
Okay.
So it's life after that has been great now, you know, now that I feel much better. And my advice, you know, going forward is just to the community and the Christian community that just still keep enforcing about safe sex and how it is to use condoms and, you know, the consequences that's going to come behind it and to live righteous. You want to walk righteous. Some people got their foot in and some people got their foot out. And you want to make sure that you're walking right. And I think if people make up their mind and just say, I'm going to walk with Christ and I'm going to live by the word. And if they live by the word, then they don't, you're going to fall to the side sometime. You know, you might bend, but don't break. And that's my thing. Don't break into the peer pressure of what's going on in the world. Follow Christ. And if you follow Christ, Christ will lead you to where you need to be. And you don't, you won't feel alone. You won't feel like I need that attention from somewhere else. So that's like the advocate for people now. I feel alone. I feel alone. I don't have nobody.
So I'm going to just do whatever.
I'm going to do whatever.
What's that? What's that you said, Chanel? That YOLO thing? What's that you said?
You only live once.
Yeah.
It's a popular song by Drake. And I think Lil Wayne was on there. So
now that's the new mantra. YOLO everywhere. YOLO. You only live once. Wow. Chanel, real quick, I want to be able to get another caller on, but I definitely want you to tell everybody how and where people can see this awesome documentary that you've created.
Okay, you can see it one of two ways. You can go to you.com/I Choose to Live One. So it's I Choose to Live, that's the number two, and then the number one at the end.
Okay.
YouTube.com/I Choose to Live One, or if that's too much for you, you can go directly to the I Choose to Live website, which is ichoosetolive.com, and that's the number two.
Okay, so I Choose number two live.com. And the name of the documentary, so people can look for it. So in case they can't remember any of that and they want to Google search it.
Generation Next Uncovered. So it's Generation Next Uncovered.
Okay.
It's our World AIDS Day premiere. So today, it's just now premiering today. So go check it out. Share the video. Tell other parents. Tell young people, teens, people in church, people out of church, people on the street. Just spread the word.
Yeah, there's an interesting, do you we have like 2 minutes left. Do you think you want to tell about the interesting story? There's, or no, we shouldn't. We want them to watch it. But anyway, there's an interesting story. Yeah, I'm not going to give that away. But there's an interesting story in the documentary that might have your jaw on the floor. But keep in mind, this is not as, this story is not as uncommon as you might think. So I'm gonna leave that with you, that little cliffhanger. But you have to watch the documentary to know exactly what I'm talking about. But there's a story in there from one of the young people that will make you say, what? And it's not uncommon. So that's something else. We're not trying to do shock radio here, but it's something that you need to understand, that's aware, that's out there. We need to have these frank conversations with our youth. And as a Christian community, we have to embrace the fact that this is our reality, especially here in Philadelphia. Chanel, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are awesome sauce diva.
Thank you for having myself and Mark on the radio show. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Mark, best of luck to you and the bundle of joy arriving soon.
Thank you.
And your wife, and thank you for spreading good information. Much love. I'm sorry for the people who were on the phone. We couldn't get to you today. We're so sorry. But please go to our Facebook page and post your comment there, facebook.com. Look for Praise in the City. Much love going out to Donovan West, our off-site producer, and our in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you guys for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.